Tom made harder work of that than he needed to, but another vital 3 points, we should say.
Yeah, I think it was a bit laboured at times. You know, the game was a bit stop-start. I thought, you know, we had flashes of really good quality and phases of play, and then there seemed to be big sort of lulls in the game where not an awful lot was happening, and then it was a sort of, you need the crowd, sort of almost need the players to be producing something to get them going, and then the players are almost waiting for the crowd to produce a bit of atmosphere. So I just felt, you know, we're good numbers through the gate, but, you know, it just all seemed a little bit flat at times. But, you know, at this stage of the season, I know it's sort of cliched, but it is about results and just grinding things out. And I thought we looked fairly comfortable, and then it was just, we looked fairly comfortable, and then, you know, just obviously a bit of a mistake for the goal, and then you know, it's the, inevitably really is going to be a change there, and in terms of the momentum of the game, and that's what happened. And that, you know, they suddenly had their tails up, and we were looking to have to defend, and as you say, it wasn't comfortable in the end when perhaps it could and should have been.
Kept faith in the 11 that won at Oxford, and obviously Will Spetch repaid you with a goal as well. How pleased were you with his performance?
Yeah, I think sometimes you have to almost sort of respect the sort of integrity of the group a little bit in terms of, you know, and but it was a tough call. But I thought, you know, I know Will's going to just put everything into the role, which he did, and as you say, he scored a goal, and then we were able to bring Marvin on towards the end, who then looked very, you know, lively, I thought, and occupied their defender. So, you know, I just, you know, Will, I know I can play Will in any position, and he'll just give everything, and that's what happened today.
Hungerford have dropped points elsewhere. Obviously, we know you welcomed them here on Tuesday night, but that's a 7-point gap for you now. How important is that?
I think that's, you know, that's big. Takes the pressure off a little bit in terms of Tuesday, but it's important we don't have too much of a sort of mentality that, you know, we can go into it too relaxed, because we you know, we're not good in that sort of environment. We need to sort of treat it still as a must-win game. And, you know, but perhaps it just means that even if Hungerford beat us, you know, they've got to put a good run of results together. But when you look at it, I mean, if you finish fifth, and you've then got to play, probably, you know, the likelihood is you'll be playing Ebbsfleet or Maidenhead away. I mean, we had an excellent performance at Maidenhead, to be fair, but, you know, that'd be a difficult proposition, certainly for anyone. So if you're going to get in the playoffs, you need to try and fight to finish ideally in third spot, which gives you a home game. Chelmsford and Dartford, I think, are both 3 points ahead of us now, and we've got a game in hand, which we play on Tuesday. So you can look at it two ways. You either look behind you, which we've got to be mindful of, but also if we can get a positive result on Tuesday, suddenly, you know, we're right in the mix in terms of third and fourth.
And you still play Dartford and Chelmsford as well. When you look at it, the big picture, it really is an incredible situation you find yourself in.
Yeah, and I mean, Chelmsford's away, I think, and Dartford's at home. But yeah, it'd be brilliant to sort of be in right on their coattails, and having to play those games, just be brilliant games to be involved in. Hopefully big crowd when we play Dartford here with you know, a lot riding on it. That's what we want.
Just get your thoughts on the red card, Tommy, towards the end, and a bit happening on the touchline as well. We know Taffy Richardson's a passionate man. All just spilled over from the tackle.
Yeah, I think we were disappointed with the tackle, and I think that you know, when you're always going to defend your player, I think it, you know, pretty much come what may, and I understand that, and what happened in terms of the two dugouts, you know, probably shouldn't have happened. But as you say, there's an awful lot of passion. I think when you see a tackle like that going in, and then you see the player, it looked for 1 minute like Abs could have been caused a serious injury. So I think that always inflames things. You know, if there's a terrible tackle but someone just gets up straight away, then you just, and there's a red card shown, you just think that justice being done and you move on. But when the player's sort of stricken on the floor, and you suddenly fear that something bad has happened in terms of an injury, I think that's when people start getting quite emotional. But thankfully, it looks as if you know, it's a big whack for him. But we're hoping it's nothing too serious.
And Tommy, what's your understanding of the playoff situation now? Has anything changed since Tuesday night? Has there been an update from the league at all in terms of where you stand?
No, if there has been, I haven't been told about it. Perhaps there's a reason for that. I don't know. No, I think as far as I'm aware, we haven't been told. We just want to fight on. You know, we know that there's uncertainty, but we want to fight on, and I think this group of players, you know, if ever there was a group that are going to do that, you know, that they will. You know, if we were halfway up the league, the one thing I'd know every game we played is to be, you know, a huge commitment to win the game. So, you know, I think I'm confident we'll carry on, but it would be nice to have things clarified sooner rather than later.
And I'll just get you to look ahead to Tuesday night, how you see that game panning out against Hungerford and how your squad are looking as well.
Yeah, I mean, Hungerford are old sort of rivals of ours, and they've got a really effective way of playing, and I think they deserve an awful lot of respect for getting out of the league below in the way that they did, and it, you know, via the playoffs, which is, you know, there's an awful lot of euphoria and good feeling that goes with that. And then they've come up into the league, and like us, you know, they've probably sort of overachieved in quite a big way. You know, they're not a well-supported side, so they have to make the best of what they've got, and I think they deserve big credit for being where they are. But it doesn't surprise me, because they're a bit like us in that they've got a group of players that have been with them for quite a long time, and seem to have a real sort of affinity to the club and a real connection with each other, and I do think that counts for a lot. The manager's been there a long time, he's done a really good job there, and so, you know, they're an impressive team, very difficult to play against. You know, I can never remember having a comfortable game against them. You know, it's always one goal and a real grind, and you know, it's not always the best spectacle, but I'm in no way critical of Hungerford, because you know, the whole point of football is just to have an effective way of playing, and they've got an effective way of playing.
In your squad, any fresh injuries today? Obviously, we know that bad tackle on Abdoulaye Baggy, hopeful of getting anyone back.
Well, Richard Gillespie may well come into the squad on Tuesday. Abs obviously is the big concern. Not that much time to elapse before that game, but I thought, you know, Abs was a real thorn in their side today. Just, and what I was so pleased about is that the thing that has frustrated me at times about Abs is sometimes, you know, he doesn't concentrate as much as he needs to when the other team have got the ball. But today he was just brilliant, both elements, his work rate, his determination to try and win the ball back and pick up second balls was just immense. And then when he got it, you know, they couldn't really lay a glove on him, and I just thought he was hugely impressive, and the goal was above this level in terms of how he finished it. So he you know, I think he can take huge satisfaction from his performance, and we hope that, you know, he's put in a performance like that. You just hope that he's fit enough then to take part on Tuesday.